Yesterday, we heard that every year you show a video about the Bears rivalry to the team. Why is that important to you, and when do you do that? Is it this week? Is it in training camp?
History, tradition is very important. I think it's emulated in Green Bay as good or better than anywhere in professional sports. We have a lot of pride in the history and of the Green Bay Packers, and then with that, the rivalry of the Packers and Bears. I mean, it's as we talked about yesterday. I mean, it's the 195th meeting. That in itself is amazing. So. I think you have to talk about those things. I think history is always important because history provides the foundation and just really, you know, exemplifies how important, A, you know, the game of football is, but, you know, really what it means to both communities. I mean, our fans, you know, they have a lot of pride and awareness and energy that goes into every game. But, you know, the Packers and Bears will always be special.
When do you show that video? Is it this week or in training camp?
I've showed it yesterday, actually, the team meeting.
Mike, how did you guys get through the work yesterday, especially with Brian and David?
Well, the work yesterday was, we call it, it was a unit drill, so there was nothing really that was really stressing anybody physically. Today is going to be the hardest practice of the week, just as far as the speed of it. So we're going to be out today for about an hour, and really just what I said yesterday. You know, anybody that did not participate yesterday really is in danger of not playing tomorrow. I don't know if danger is the right word, but Devon House is the only player that did not participate yesterday. So I would not expect Devon to go tomorrow night against the Bears.
Will all the limited guys who practiced yesterday try to go today?
Yeah, definitely. It's just the same process that we speak on. There's a rehab segment, and they can progress from the rehab into the limited, and then that's where we'll get the real evaluation.
Any of those guys that you would consider, that you would think probably will play?
Rehab group into the limited, hopefully into the full. We normally just. For instance, I mean, this is normal short week stuff. We usually have our play time and staff meeting, game management, everything on Saturday mornings. But today, just because of the short week, we're collecting all the data. We want to see everybody practice. The medical staff really needs to see everybody practice so guys can get clearance to play tomorrow night's game. So we'll meet on that this afternoon.
Mike, what did you think of the statement your players sent out?
I was, I was proud of the players. I mean, their statement, more so in really the process that the team, particularly the locker room, has gone through. They've put a lot of time and energy and thought into it. They've met. They've had a chance to discuss, each and every guy's, that expressed his opinion. And I think it's like anything in life, you're never going to have everybody feel 100% the same way, but it's just something that we talk about a lot as a football team, because I always want to make sure that the why are we doing this is explained, and you want them to have the opportunity to disagree, but once again, once a decision's made, it's not okay to be disagreeable, and I think this is an example of that. And so the process that they've gone through, I'm proud of them. Their approach is one of a positive nature, and that's definitely the preference. So locking arms and honoring the flag, I think, is a very good thing.
Will you lock arms tomorrow with players?
Yes, I will.
Back to the injuries. You said in the past that the best offensive lines are the lines that play together, something along those lines. How do you think you've handled? You've had three groups in 3 weeks and probably a fourth group this week.
Well, I think, because at the end of the day, it's about winning. The challenge in Atlanta was big. I thought our guys did a really good job of making the in-game adjustments last week against Cincinnati. So it brings some experience. Hopefully we won't have to do a whole lot of it tomorrow night.
Mike, Aaron's been famous for not turning the ball over, not throwing interceptions, had an incredible streak of not throwing interceptions up until about five games ago. dating back to the last year's playoffs and now the first three games of this season. Has anything changed in his approach, in how he's throwing the football, and how he's being protected, et cetera? Is it a combination of things? Have you noticed anything particular in Aaron, in his game, that has suddenly cropped up to cause some of these errant throws?
No, I do not. I think it's a reflection of the game of football. You go through each and every play. You grade it, you know, different than turnovers, interception, fumbles. You look at the technical part of it. You look at the schematic part of it and ultimately the decision. So as you go through them, there's not a concern clearly from me about what's happened. So, yes, I get the statistics, but, you know, we'll be fine. And I think history would tell you no one's taking care of the football at the level that he has throughout his career. And I think when you get done with statistics are, you know, better off served over a period of time. So I don't have any concern.
What have you seen from the Bears in the way they're playing defensively in that opener against Atlanta? I think they gave up that one big play late. Other than that, they were right there.
I mean, it's a very good defense. You know, it starts up front, and they really do a good job, you know, at the line of scrimmage. I think they're very well coached all the way through. Their secondary is aggressive, so they're going to challenge your pass concepts. So, you know, you just can't go out there and run the same plays from, you know, week to week. That's for sure. So they're scrappy, they're tough, and you know, I think really the whole football team, you know, it starts at the line of scrimmage with these guys, both on offense and defense.
I want to ask about turnovers too, but the other side of the coin, you guys have been so good taking it away over the years. Again, I know it's only three games, but how do you get back to that? What do you got to do better?
We got to get in position more. I mean, I think it's like anything with turnovers, whether you're giving it away or you're taking it away, there's usually two steps to it. There's the opportunity. So, you know, offensively, if you're not operating with the proper technique and fundamentals, you're giving the defense the opportunity. So that's the first step, and then obviously the execution of it. So defensively, we have to do a better job in a pursuit and finish in the coverage units on special teams and getting ourselves in position to create the opportunity to at least have the chance to execute the takeaway technique.
Something Joe Witt Jr. talked about this summer a lot was contested catches. I mean, coming off of that, have you seen an improvement in that regard as far as guys who may be giving up a completion, but they're right there and they're not allowing yards after the catch?
Well, that's where I think, you know, sometimes you get into the statistical analysis. I mean, you know, the evaluator is different, obviously, from outsourcing and insourcing. When you contested catch would fall in the category of a takeaway opportunity, because I mean you have to first get in position to contest the catch. So I would say clearly throughout training camp, the preseason games, and we're not quite where we want to be obviously with the first three games, but you know, I think our coverage is definitely better and has a chance to improve.
Hey Mike, how much did you guys sort of help guide Ty Montgomery through the offseason process as far as just all the work that he did to try to, you know, make himself sure that he was a running back, or how much of that did he do on his own?
Well, I mean, it's clearly, I mean, I think everybody, you know, Ty Montgomery included, has a job description. I mean, they clearly understand what the expectation of each and every individual, what the position entails, and frankly, that really was set once we made the switch last year. So off-season training, you have your internal process, and as you prepare guys for that five-week break going from the end of the off-season program into training camp, and he was very diligent. If anything, I mean, Ty would be a guy you worry about erring on the side of overtraining as opposed to under-training. So, I mean, he's very diligent, very committed, and obviously I think he's done a great job preparing himself for the season.
Two more, please.
Mike, where do you think Kendricks fits in your rotation and your offense at this point of the year? Is that a role that's going to be changing week to week with him?
Well, in fairness, because I just had this conversation last night, is, you know, we really haven't played offense kind of how you think you're going to play sometimes, and that's just reflection of how the season is. If you go through the first game, against Seattle, you know, we played the game the way we planned to play, and you know, as far as how you're going to roll personnel groups. Now, we had some guys probably play more than expected just because the play time was so high. But, you know, really the last 2 weeks, You know, there's some moving parts involved in, you know, how you're preparing schematically, how the game, the changes in the game, and so forth. So, I mean, yes, as far as Lance case, I like all three of our tight ends. I mean, we got three veteran tight ends. I've never had this much experience at that position. So it's a long year, and, you know, there'll be times where we play with three tight ends, there'll be times we play with two, but, you know, we're majority of the time we're going to play with one. So the most important thing is keeping a guy that's in there fresh.